Big news from Round Rock, Texas today. The computer company Dell is going private. Shareholders this morning approved a $24.9 billion buyout by founder Michael Dell and the investment firm Silver Lake Partners. This comes after a long conflict with investors, including billionaire Carl Icahn, who had opposed the deal. Meanwhile, another story in the world of technology is getting some attention this week. Employees bringing their parents to work. It's happening at high-tech companies like Google and LinkedIn, turning the common take-your-child-to-work concept upside down. Derek Thompson is the business editor at The Atlantic, and he is with us as he is each week. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, what is this all about?
Yes, it's yet another story about spoiled, coddled millennials, even when they enter the workforce. Can't leave our parents. Yeah, young people are closer with their parents, and it's not only emotionally, but also literally, spatially. More young people are living with their parents than any time in modern history. And so for these young people, parents become a bigger part of their lives, very simply because we don't leave our parents' basement for a while. And I think that this is showing a confluence of cultural and economic trends. You have helicopter parents on the one hand, you have the stay-at-home generation on the other hand, a lot of which is motivated by the macroeconomy. And then you have companies that are acknowledging that many of their employees are closer to their parents than maybe some of their older employees. And they're trying to create essentially ways to differentiate themselves and show that they're an open and welcoming environment for work.
So they're saying that the employees want their parents there, or is it the companies that want the parents to be there?
Right. I think it's a little bit of both, right? I think you have a chicken and egg thing. You have the companies perceiving that they're hiring millennials. They're hiring people who are somewhat stereotypically, but also realistically, closer with their parents for both these cultural and economic reasons. And then I think you do have the, you know, I think Google and LinkedIn both said that they had great success with their bring your parents to work day, and they plan on doing it again. It's a funny concept, and it's rather, you know, it's a topsy-turvy way to think about inviting family into the workplace. But so long as it works and so long as it makes employees happy, I see no reason to criticize it except to make a few jokes about it from time to time.
And are the parents, when they come in, are they getting involved in decisions, in interviews and negotiations and stuff like that? Or are they sitting on the sidelines and watching what their kids are doing?
That's right. It's not just bring your parents to work day. It's also this recent poll went out and talked about all the various ways the parents are getting involved in their young in their kids' lives as they're entering the workforce. 6% of recent college grads said their parents wanted to receive a copy of their offer letter to a new company. 1 in 50 told this particular poll that they wanted their parents to receive a copy of their performance review. So it's not just the companies setting up these bring your parent to work days. It's also a very real thing that a small but significant group of young people, group of millennials, which is 18 to 31, really do want their parents involved in their work life. They're talking to them every day. They recently moved out of the house. They have a close relationship with them, and they see no reason to keep work life separate from work life apart from their parents.
Derek, what do you make of all this? What are we supposed to make? What are we supposed to take away from this trend?
Right. I think that it's such an easy trend to joke about. And when a trend is easy to joke about, you tend to go on and on about it and blow it a little bit out of proportion. You know, we're still talking about small percentages. And it's not as though every single young person is dragging their mom and dad to work and sitting them next to the cubicle while they work on their memos and TPS reports. I think that really we're just seeing that parents are closer, that kids are closer to their parents for cultural reasons like helicopter parenting and for some economic reasons like the awful economy that's forced them to stay in their parents' house a little bit longer than they wanted to.
Derek Thompson, business editor of The Atlantic, and apparently a fan of the movie Office Space because he just mentioned TPS reports. Derek,
I did.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.